Welcome back, everyone, for another edition of How About Them Chiefs.
Well, today's program, I'm going to go ahead and recap the Chiefs and Chargers game that happened 2 weeks ago and talk about the upcoming game, divisional game that we're going to have. I guess the Houston Texans now in Arrowhead. Go ahead and talk about some of the injury updates and get some input from my brother Stu about the game coming up. First off, I'd like to introduce Stuart back to the show.
What's going on?
Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. What did you have for dinner?
I had 2 bags of instant organic oatmeal.
Nice.
What did you have for dinner?
I had Hawaiian barbecue.
Oh, I love me some Hawaiian barbecue.
Q&Q.
Thank you for having
me. So, Stu, thanks for coming on. And what do you think how the Chiefs are going in right now to this playoff game? Are you excited?
So nothing is better than watching Tom Brady and the Patriots lose. So, you know, after leaving a high of that, it's great. And then, but I'm not going to lie, it's like for all the games, like, concrete, yeah, so-and-so is going to win, Patriots are going to win. I mean, seeing the Saints and Patriots both go down so easily, I think it's a little bit scary. You know, it really puts in your mind of like, hey, it's win or go home. You know, if they have an off day, they're done. So I'm happy to see the Patriots loss, although I wanted to see the Chiefs beat the Patriots to end that. But overall, I'm feeling pretty confident going in playing against the Texans.
Yeah, I wanted to see the Chiefs actually dominate the Patriots again. I really wanted to end the dynasty in Kansas City, but I guess that's not going to happen this time. We'll have the Houston Texans to come in with Deshaun Watson and all that firepower that they had on offense. I was really surprised, actually, the Bills losing that game. I thought the Bills were going to pull it off. We were at a Mexican restaurant. I saw, they're up 16-0. This game's going to be over because the Bills, you know, their defense is so dominating. And I thought, you know, the way that they're running the ball and everything else. But for some reason, their play calling got a little weird. And Houston Texans finally started playing back to what they normally have. That team just scares me because I don't know what to expect. I mean, there's some games that they just don't show up. They get dominated, I think, by the Jets or was the Raiders. I can't remember who they lost. It was really bad. And then they show up the next week and they beat a team. No, it just doesn't make sense to me. I thought they for sure were going to lose that game. And like you said, anything can happen. I mean, look at what happened, you know, a couple of weeks ago when the Dolphins beat the Patriots. I think it was the 17-point underdog. And if it wasn't for them beating them, we wouldn't be a second seed in a bye watching all this happen right now. So we have to maybe get some stakes out to Ryan Fitzpatrick. I don't know if you heard about this, that there's some Chiefs fans that are actually having a petition to have him beat the drum in Kansas City for the next game. I don't know if you heard about that.
I love it.
let's go back to the Charger game real quick. I mean, it was a great game. I mean, the Chiefs keeping their dominance again in the AFC West. Now we're 27-3. You know, finished the season 12-4. I mean, the only bad thing that happened that game was, you know, watching Juan Thornhill go down with looked like a ACL injury. And matter of fact, he's done for the year. I'll be the next man up, stepping up, and it might be Amari Watts, or it could be, I guess they were saying, too, that Kendall Fuller might play some safety. I mean, we'll see what Spags has to do. I know Dirty Dan can play, but there's, you know, we even got Lucas, too. So we'll see what he ends up in storing, what's going to happen. But that was the only down thing that I saw. And a little concerning, too, to me. I don't know if you felt the same way with the Charger game, was that the offense didn't really do much. I mean, we didn't really have the ball that long. And Mahomes only was 16 for 25 with 174 yards. He had one touchdown, one interception, but there wasn't really much offense. I mean, are you concerned at all, like, going in the Texans if we start out like that again?
It's been, like, a little mushy, I would say, offensively, like, passing-wise. I don't know. I think it's a combination of what defenses are throwing at Patrick, and they're really just making him do these checkdowns, and they're not letting them have the big plays. But what I thought was really encouraging was I feel like Damian Williams is getting really hot at the right time. The fact that he broke off those two, I mean, long drive, because now he's healthy, which is nice to see. But I mean, he's not only is he really well known for his speed, but he was breaking tackles, taking it to the distance, and over 100 yards rushing, which is fantastic. So, and he was, I remember towards the end of last year too, is he had some good numbers toward the end of the year as well. So it's like he's clicking at the right time. So it's exciting to see the offensive, you know, firepower, not just passing, but in the running game, because we're going to need that down the stretch. So good and bad, a little mushy, but hopefully that week off is going to get everyone on the same page and get rocking and rolling against the Texans.
Because he finished the day, he had 12 carries for 124 yards and 2 touchdowns. And like you were saying, he had that long run. He actually broke off an 84-yard touchdown. I mean, if you remember watching the play, it looked like the plays, like everyone just stopped and he was tackled and he still kept his feet going and broke off, and the rest was history. And you see, you know, Tyreek Hill trying to catch up to him and catches up in the end zone. And one crazy stat about Damian Williams is that he now became the 7th player in NFL history to have 2 runs in the same season. And another Chief is also on that list is Jamaal Charles. So it's a good company to be in, and I'm hoping to see that he takes over the lead back now. And one thing too that caught my eye too is that he was a lot of involved in the passing game. Like he had a lot of check down passes thrown to him on key down third downs conversion. I know that's one thing that Mahomes is gonna have to do if defenses are taking away the deep shot. So I know the Chargers did that the first time against Monday night, and it took us a little slow that game also. So I'm hoping that the offense will get clicking, because against the Texans, I don't care how many points we're up, they can come back. I mean, they have all that firepower. I know now they're going to have Fuller potentially back. Will Fuller you have, and you have Hopkins. I mean, those two are just like, I would say, Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins, and speed-wise, maybe not as fast as Tyreek Hill, but they have the – Kenny Stills, another fast one, so – now that we're down one safety with Juan Thornhill down, I'm really surprised. We'll see how we match up against them. But going back to the Charger game, I mean, our defense played very well, though. I mean, it was nice to see Terrell Suggs get a sack. I don't know if you saw his first sack. It was as a Chief, but it was the first time he was doing a tomahawk chop. And now that he is now 8th all time in sacks, passing, I think it was DeMarcus Ware, which was funny to see that he actually was at the game. So it was good to see that. I know we had, I think Chris Jones had a sack. Frank Clark did really well again. It's like everyone's healthy and playing well. But one thing that stuck out at me too is our special teams played very well. I mean, Buckner keeps kicking really well, but also too, there's a couple of punts because we didn't really get much going on the first half, kind of slow start, like you were saying. And Dustin Culpert was actually punting the Chargers deep quite a few times, so it was good to see too. It's funny because the Chiefs haven't gave up any touchdowns, and I didn't think it was the last touchdown they gave up was the third quarter of the Patriots game. So I knew eventually they're gonna have other teams to score on them. So, but it was good to see that defense is still playing very well. You know, the Honey Badger, which he's now the, you know, second team all time or second all pro. First team all pro for cornerback. I don't understand that, how, you know, he doesn't make the Pro Bowl, but he gets all pro. Do you make any sense to that at all?
It's probably because he's only 5'9". It doesn't make any sense, but the good news is that hopefully that it goes in effect with this contract and it wasn't so big, because he is that good.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a thing too, that the last game against the Chargers though too, is that the Chargers wasn't going to go away without a fight. I mean, they made it a tough, close game for us again. I know the opening drive, the Chiefs stopped the Chargers, forcing them to punt. So that was good to see. But another thing that stuck out with me too, is that was great, was our opening possession. We went 15 plays for 8 minutes and took off the clock. I know we only got 3 points at the end by Harrison Buckner, who now is the all-time leading scorer for the Chiefs. But, I mean, it's something like that we're going to need to have, especially if we're going to be playing against the Titans, the Ravens, or potentially, because if they're going to be able to run the ball, we want to be able to eat the clock away too if we get the, you know, score up on big. So I thought that was one thing I thought was key. And I think that's one thing that I've noticed. I think it's why we maybe not be scoring points so well, is that we're trying to establish more of a run game, which is good because we're going to need that in playoffs. Do you think that's really why we're kind of not scoring that many points lately, is because we're trying to run the ball more?
I think it's a couple things. I think the defense is playing lights out to where I almost feel like the team is not, I wouldn't say as focused, but there's not like the sense of urgency like it was, you know, 7 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago when they had every single drive. Otherwise, they're going to lose. So that really needs to get kicked in gear. But I mean, it's the fact that the defense is playing so well. And then also, too, I think with the Charger game, we also had a kink return for a touchdown, too. So it wasn't just, you know, the defense playing lights out. We also had a good return from our rookie. So I think that always will take time away from them and have the football. But overall, I think they're just need to have some more urgency on offense.
I don't know how I could forget that. But Cole Hardman, he finally he broke out for one. I know it was coming. And it was a key part of the game, too, because I know the Chargers went up and actually were leading the score at that point when they went up and scored a touchdown, which I was like, oh, great, here we go again. We're going to lose the Chargers and, you know, now have the first round bye potentially now. Because I remember we're watching the game and seeing that the Dolphins are beating the Patriots. So it's like, well, let's first take care of business. And I was glad to see that Mecole Hardman returned that for a touchdown because I think it was a big swing of momentum in that game. It kept us going. I know, because right after that touchdown, the Chargers were starting to try to move the ball around. That's when Terrell Suggs had a sack and then forcing him to, you know, punt the ball and everything else. And it was actually right after that sack, I think it was two plays later, is when Damian Williams broke off that 84-yard run. So, because I know when he made that 84-yard touchdown run, it was when the Chiefs were up by 10 points. And that was, like, pretty much through the third, fourth quarter, midway through the third, fourth quarter. So that was a good thing to see. And but the Chiefs' defense, I mean, it still came up big. I mean, we had a situation football is one thing that's going to be really key in the playoffs. I mean, the Chargers, because we were down by 10 points, they were forced to go for it on fourth down. So they drove all the way down the field. I think it was on the 5-yard line. It was like fourth and one, and they decided to give the ball to Melvin Gordon on run up the middle. Our defense had a big stop. So, I mean, we got to keep that winning the battle up front. Another thing, too, that was a big play that kept the clock going. He actually iced the game to me, I thought. It was a third, and we're in our own territory, and Patrick Mahomes hit Tyreek Hill for a 47-yard bomb. I mean, it kept the drive going, and it was key because it pretty much closed out the game. Because I think it was a couple plays later after that, Damian Williams scored his second touchdown to really cap off the game. And I think it was over 4 minutes left, and, you know, it made us our sixth straight victory, so it's great to see that.
I just remember
so a couple of stats.
I just remember one of the touchdown pass he had. I remember I watched a highlight a couple of days ago. I swear, it's like he just flipped it. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand how he could just, like, the way he throws football is so different from every other quarterback. We're just so lucky to have him. So excited for this weekend.
So, no, the one thing that's great, when you go back to, DeMarcus Robinson scored his touchdown. So it's funny you bring that up because they basically, I think it was Chris Sims breaking it down. It was showing the same play again when they have one free safety and, you know, the Chiefs' speed. It's like who you pick. You have Tyreek Hill was in the inside slot and he's running a post right at the free safety. And then Mecole Hardman was running a post out deeper. And what happened is that Mahomes was perfectly staring down Tyreek Hill the whole time. So the safety bit up and jumped up on the route, thought he's going to have a free shot of interception. And that's when Mahomes hit Mecole Hardman over the middle for, like, I think it was a couple 33-yard pass or something like that. And he took a big hit, but it was the very next play is when he hit DeMarcus Robinson. It's the exact same play. So the safety thought, oh, I'm going to go over here and jump up the route again, you know, to Mecole Hardman. And that's when DeMarcus Robinson did a double move in the back of the end zone. So that was – it was good play calling by Andy Reid and Mahomes seeing it. And I think it's one thing that's I'm like excited to see this coming up Sunday is what the plays at the store. Because I feel like the offense is ready to explode again. I'm just waiting to see what we have in store for the Houston Texans. But going now, I mean, it was a great game. You know, we finished off the season 12-4. You know, we luckily got a second round bye or got a bye in the second seed. So now we'll see the Houston Texans this Sunday. So what do you see in the Houston Texans that might scare you, you think, or you think we should be worried about, if anything?
Well, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. The one thing I'm worried about is his ability, Watson's ability to get outside the pocket and make plays on his feet on the run. But it's also their weakness. Like, the fact that I think he was sacked seven times in that game. So if we can find a way of just keeping him in the pocket and get that interior rush with Jones, that's going to be key. But we also have to make sure that we have a guy that's keeping him in the box to make sure he's not running around crazy, because that's how he got away and beat the Bills, just because he was elusive and he made some extremely, really, really great plays. but I think their weakness is going to be their offensive line when you get to the quarterback and wrap him up. But things that scare me is J.J. Watt. He's back. He's healthy. He had a good sack against the Bills. A lot of pressure going on there. And then, obviously, with Fuller being healthy and Hopkins, it's going to be very difficult to control Hopkins, just because he's such a great vertical threat, and he literally everything that touches his hands, he catches. So we just got to take our chances, double up on him as much as possible, have someone else beat us besides Hopkins. But at the end of the day, we just need our offense to be running, passing, and just getting as many points as we possibly can, because it's just going to become a whoever can score the most. I feel like in that third and fourth quarter, we just got to get that done.
So, yeah. I think the biggest key for me, I think, of this game is to stop Hopkins. I think once you stop Hopkins, I think the Chiefs will be well. I mean, Deshaun Watson, he'll make plays, and he tries to keep moving with his feet. And I know he'll take a lot of shots, but I think he got sacked a lot this year, because I think a lot of times he holds the ball too long. So if we do, you know, get a lot of man-to-man coverage and being able to man up against the Texans receivers and keeping them in check, I think Watson will have a tough day. But I really want our run game to get going again. I see Damian Williams break out some runs, and that way it keeps the pass rush off, because I think if we have more well-balanced offense, I mean, they're going to have to keep them guessing, the Texans with Watts and, you know, Merciless on the other side. So I think that's the big key will be for this game, will be to, you know, get a quick start again, like always, but be able to, you know, keep up the run game so we can close out this game. Keep the ball away from Watson if possible.
Two things. The first thing is we just need to score more points than they do. If we score more points, we're going to win. The second thing is, and I've been saying this for weeks, Sammy Watkins has got to have a game. And I keep on crossing my fingers. I just know eventually he's going to have a breakout game, because, first of all, we just got a bye, so he has another week of maintaining his health, because we all know he's constantly has nagging injuries. But I just feel like it's got to be this game against the Texans, or it'll be the following week between the Titans and Ravens. But I just, there's going to be a point, because he did such a great job in big moments when he was at Clemson. We just need the same exact thing, and I'm hoping that this is going to be the game for him, because I just feel like he's going to be someone that we need to get rolling as well.
So let me ask you this. Did you think, going off of the Texans now, but did you think the Titans were going to beat the Patriots? Because, like, I thought the Titans, honestly, like, I know people say, oh, now you can say it now because the Titans won, but I really thought the Titans were going to win that game, because I thought the Patriots defense wasn't going to be able to stop Derrick Henry. And I'm really nervous about that guy, because he's reminding me now of, like, the Nigerian Nightmare. Like, I think he single-handedly, they said, the last six games, he ran over 1,000 yards. Took him six games, he got over 1,000 yards rushing. I mean, that's pretty incredible. And I think that's one team, I think Baltimore actually is in the middle of the pack when run defense. So I won't be shocked if they keep rolling. I mean, do you think that's possible?
Derrick Henry gives me nightmares.
I mean, he really does.
This is December and January and February football. The last person that you want to tackle is someone that's bigger, stronger, and faster. And what's scary about the Titans is they get better as the game goes on. What's his face? Tannehill had like 80 yards passing. Like,
yeah,
that's crazy.
He only completed 8 passes. He was 8 for 12 or something like that, and a touchdown and a pick.
New England is obviously, they're not as good as talent they've had in the past couple of years, but still their defense is still the best in the NFL. But the Ravens are a different team than the Patriots, but you never know any given day. I don't know if Henry can withstand that, you know, for 4 or 5 weeks straight where he's just running over every defense, but I don't want to find out. So we'll see.
I think the Ravens will probably take care of the Titans because I just can't see the Ravens not be able to score points against the Titans. I mean, I think it's the key because I know the Patriots offense is what their big thing this year was, not being able to score points. Their defense was, and it was just one of those things that the Titans just took it to them. And it's not like they killed the Patriots. They barely won. Yeah, they had a pick six at the very end, but basically they won by 1 point. And it was 14 at 1 point. So I mean, it wasn't like they blew them out or anything. So, I mean, we'll see what happens with that game. And then going to the other side, we have, what is it, Green Bay versus
Seahawks.
Seahawks. So Green Bay is playing the Seahawks. And I think Green Bay should win that game. But they lost to the Chargers and looked really terrible. Like, I don't know what – it's like they're like the Houston Texans to me. The Green Bay team's going to show up. Like, they're going to be really good and really bad. At least the Seahawks, you know, Russell Wilson, what he's going to do, and they're going to run the ball like crazy and – you know, now I got beast mode and everything else. So that'll be an interesting game. But I don't know. Who do you think will win that game?
I think the Packers are the same exact team as the Chiefs, but in the NFC. No one's really talking about them. They're only talking about the 49ers, how great they are. Like, all the analysts, they're not talking about the Packers saying how great they are. And they went like 13 and whatever it was, 13-3. Like, they had a really good season. Like, their defense is better. They actually have a running game now. So I think that they're just really underrated. And I mean, if you think about it, you have Russell Wilson, you have Aaron Rodgers. Those are the two quarterbacks in the NFC that are worth anything anymore. I mean, I know that, you know, Garoppolo is good, but he's not on the level as Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. But I wouldn't be surprised that Green Bay just runs the table, because I thought the Saints were going to kind of breeze to get to the Super Bowl, but it just didn't happen. I was really shocked that did not happen. But so I think the Packers are legit. I just think that they're really underrated this year.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, the 49ers, they showed glimpses of doing greatness, but when Garoppolo had to show up, it seemed like there's some games, I'll say Mitch Trubisky status, but like he just didn't come up very well. But, I mean, they still won a lot of games. It's a lot of their defense, but like he said, though, he's not like the reason why they're this far. It's more their defense carrying that team. So we'll see what happens with them. And then, but the Chiefs, like, I think if they can run the ball and we could establish a run game and get up quick on this game, we should have no problem. We're at home. It's an Arrowhead. It should be crazy loud. I mean, we should have more penalties for them to jump offside we've had last couple weeks with being at home. And I'm really, really excited for this game. It's just getting me nervous because I don't know what to see with the Texans. Like, they're like, you know, they can be lights out or they can be terrible. I mean, it could be when we beat them 30-0, but when we beat them 30-0 years ago, that's when, you know, they had, I think it was, who was their quarterback then? It was even, they had like four different quarterbacks having to start for the Texans.
Mike Schaub. Was it Schaub?
It was a job, but it was not Jeff Garcia, but it was like pretty much he had like four different quarterbacks start on that team, and Bill O'Brien just couldn't get it done with his team. Well, now he's got his quarterback. So
that's why.
But I always feel like Andy Reid has Bill O'Brien. I feel like we always outsmart him in play calling. It just seems like I don't know what their play calling is, Bill O'Brien. Like, I don't know if you caught this at the game against the Bills, but like it was 4th-and-1. They're up by 3 and they could have went for it on 4th-and-1. They didn't get it. And the Bills ultimately went all the way down and kicked a field goal to tie the game. If they just kicked that field goal, they would have to force the Bills to score a touchdown to win the game. And I was kind of shocked at that point of the game that he decided to go for it, especially when they're, you know, running at the Bills, who have a really good run defense. I didn't think they're running on them all day long, and he decided to go for it and got stuffed. So some of his play calling does head, you know, scratch my head a little bit, like wondering why he did that, because like, he could have ended the game then and there, but and he almost lost the game for them. So
the only reason why the Texans won that game was because of Watson. Like, he was not protected. They weren't running the ball very well. They're deep. I mean, they're playing against Josh Allen. He's not a bad quarterback, but I mean, the guy was throwing the ball behind him. He you could easily tell that the moment was too big for Josh Allen. And the only reason why those guys won is because Deshaun Watson, he is like the perfect pre to the Ravens for us. To if we can beat him, when we beat him, we're on the next game. Like, you have to score a lot of points to beat the Texans, and the same thing with the Ravens. So if we want it, that's how we're going to have to do it. It's just going to be plain simple, just, you know, heavyweight after heavyweight to get the Super Bowl.
I mean, at this time of the year, you're going to be playing against the best teams, usually how it is. And I just want this to be the year. This has got to be the year. We have the Patriots are out. The Saints are out. I feel like we have a good shot of going through. We've got a bye week going. We're playing Arrowhead. I mean, what else could happen? If the Titans beat the Ravens, we'll go home field advantage all the way into the Super Bowl. I mean, that you got, look at that. There's a chance for that, too. So, I mean, all the cards are going the way for the Chiefs right now. And we're all mostly healthy. I know we lost some defensive linemen earlier this year, but and Juan Thornhill gone. But, I mean, like, everyone's healthy now. We had an extra week to get prep for this. And Andy Reid, you know how he's, like, the best in the NFL off a bye. So I think we should win this game. It'll probably be close, you know, down the wire because, you know, it's got to be that drama for the playoffs. But I don't know what the weather's going to be like. I have no idea if it's snowing or what it's going to be like in Kansas City.
I hope so.
I mean, if it's snowing, I have a really feel a good chance for us because I know we played really well in the snow last time. You know, we'll see what happens this week. I'm excited. I want this game to already be here. And it's only, what, Tuesday?
I know, it's too long.
It's been, you know, and everyone at my work has been giving me crap about, you know, the Patriots losing. So now the Chiefs have the easiest way to get in. And that's one thing I really wanted the Chiefs to play the Patriots because I want to have people say, oh, well, you guys got in, you know, won the Super Bowl easily because the Patriots are out. And, you know, I'm just, you know, and that's another thing. What do you think with the Patriots? I know, you know, probably should stop talking about them, but what do you think is going to happen with Brady?
Oh, I was waiting. I needed to ask you that question before. I was dying to talk. What gives you get your take on this? I think he's just playing hard to get. I think that there's, first of all, if you look at the, who are they going to have their quarterback be if Brady leaves? Like, there's just no – it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, Robert Kraft is going to do whatever he can to keep and retain Brady. And Brady's going to make them pay, too. I guess he was saying in an interview that are people close to him that he expects he's not taking a pay cut anymore. And since they didn't give him, like, a two-year contract earlier this year, he's a little bit bitter about it. And you could tell all over the interviews when he was talking, he's super bitter that – you know, he was using the word they a lot when they're asking about like his future. He was talking about the Patriots, they, like they're a good organization, all this stuff. So I think he is just playing hard to get. I bet you he'll be back in a New England uniform. I don't see how they're going to let him walk. But it's definitely, it's, it could be the end, you know?
I mean, I just see, cause it's, I'll see what McDaniels goes to also. Because if McDaniels goes somewhere that he could possibly, you know, be the head coach and he can come over there and play for them, I mean, I can see him going where McDaniels goes too, potentially, like the Carolina or I know people are talking about going down to Los Angeles playing for the Chargers. Because if he's going to go somewhere, he's going to go to a team that's already well established and already there. But I don't know, like, I don't know what else he has to prove. Like, and also, too, like, I don't see him retiring, though, because he threw a pick six in the last pass.
That was great. So,
I mean, it was one of those
moments. He was so pissed. Furious.
As me, when I saw that happen, I was jumping off of the couch, like, so happy because I knew the Titans won for sure then, you know? But I just
– Did you hear – Did you hear what the reporter asked him? He was like, hey, so if this is your last pass as a Patriot, how does it feel that it was a pick six? He was so pissed.
That's brutal. I think he'll come back. I think the Patriots, like you said, I think they're going to have to re-sign him for one more year. I think he'll do that and then just have a going away party kind of thing year. But nothing surprised me. Even Belichick, I mean, who knows? He might even retire too. If Brady goes, he might retire. So a lot can change this offseason. And then did you hear about the Cowboys hiring Mike McCarthy? Following the Cowboys at all, but the Cowboys decided to hire Mike McCarthy as their head coach, which I was kind of shocked. I mean, I didn't think he'd be a candidate to get right away, but I guess he's not going to be the coach of the Cowboys.
What's interesting about with Holmgren is that McCarthy, is that he interviewed with three other people. He interviewed with the Panthers, the Giants, and the Browns, and all three of those teams he walked away from. Right? Who knows how those interviews went? Maybe they weren't interested. When Andy Reid was done with Philadelphia, they would not let him out of the building without getting Andy Reid to sign a contract with the Chiefs. So I find it really interesting how he went to three different organizations and, you know, he signs up with the Cowboys. I wonder if it was more of the Cowboys being desperate and panicking because they couldn't get Urban Meyer or Lincoln Riley. But I thought it was pretty interesting how three organizations let him walk out the door because he won a Super Bowl. So we'll see.
Yeah, but I was surprised because I thought they were going to try to get someone who could do with young talent, you know, like a Lincoln Riley or someone different. But I think those people, I think Jerry Jones was saying, I want someone who's got NFL experience. So I kind of let everyone out that has college experience out the door. So I was shocked. I didn't think that was going to be the hire. I thought Lincoln Riley was someone different, maybe, because I know Jerry Jones likes to go off wild somewhere, but I think he wants somebody he can control a little bit. That's why I think they had Jason Garrett for so long. Because there's somebody be a puppet, but like had, you know, that's what I don't know who, if even Urban Meyer, they were saying that he wanted the Cowboys job, but I don't think he wanted that job. I think Urban Meyer's too.
I think he wanted the USC job.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what I thought. And I don't know if you heard about this USC, like one of them was like, I'll pay all the coach salaries if you get Urban Meyer. And, you know, donating all this money for that. And they're like, no. That booster's not going to give SC any money anymore. So, but anyways, going up back to the NFL, I'm looking forward to this weekend. I think the Chiefs should win this game. I think it'll be interesting. I think it should be like a high-scoring game. I think it'll be like 35-28 Chiefs winning this game. I mean, that's my prediction. I think it's going to be a combination of – I think Damian Williams is going to have another big day, and I think Kelce is going to break out. I don't know. I just feel like he's going to have a big day against the Houston. I think Kelce's going to be the big guy, and I think Damian Williams and McCoy. That's another thing. LeSean McCoy hasn't been playing because they've been resting him, so I wonder if he'll get more touches this week. Do you think McCoy will start taking some load off Damian Williams this week?
I think they're going to keep feeding Damian Williams, and I think they're going to just absolutely destroy the Texans. I just feel like you give them a week to prepare for these guys, or a whole week off, and then let an offensive line get healthy. And you know, Andy Reid's just been drawing plays since that last game and eating Kansas City barbecue, so he's going to have a great plan going in. And I just think that, you know, Spags got to see how, you know, seven times they were bringing Watson to the ground. So I just think it's going to be a game where we're really just going to shut them down, and we're just going to really show the NFL that the Chiefs are for real.
So there's one thing I wanted to bring up that I forgot, is Cardinals defense. I know everyone's been talking about defensive line and anything else, but did you see about Tre'Davious Ward, where he's ranked? A DB. So you know the QB, if they throw to you, like, the percentage ratio, like, what your pass is going to be completed or whatever. Only two other corners in the NFL did better than him, and they were Lattimore or Gilmore of the Patriots and the Buffalo Bills. I forget his corner. The two top other corners, they're getting paid top dollar. Tre'Davious Ward was number three in that. And so he's becoming a lockdown corner. Out of the 6 to 7 weeks, he's the best corner, and he's only had 7 targets, and he only had 2 receptions. Like last couple weeks. I mean, Only two other corners have been better than him in completing that. So I think that's one person that it gets light away. I think it's funny because we thought, oh, we should trade for Patrick Peterson or making these big trades. And even Breland, I guess, was up on that list. I forget what number he was on the list. But, like, the lockdown corners that we've been having lately, I mean, yeah, if they have penalties and anything else, but, you know, at least they're stopping them from scoring. And so I think that's one person that's flown on the radar that's not getting enough love. And I think Travis Ward's been playing really well. I mean, definitely different from last year. And then another person who is sneaking in there and has always been Mr. Consistent on the offensive line, Mitchell Schwartz. I mean, he also didn't get Pro Bowl nod, but he is going to be an All-Pro. He got second-team All-Pro again. So I don't understand the Pro Bowl voting, how that works out. But the two games against the Chargers, he allowed zero pressures and zero quarterback hits. And, you know, the Chargers' defensive line having, you know, the Bosa brother, and you have Ingram. I mean, that's pretty incredible that the two games that they play against, he had no pressure, no QB hit. So hopefully he keeps Mahomes protect on the right side. So that's another person I wanted to bring up. But besides that, that's all I got. I mean, I'm just looking forward to this game.
I mean, I'm just going to be watching NFL Total Access for the next 5 days straight, nonstop until the game.
I mean, it was a great season. Another 12-game season. I don't know if you knew this, Stu, but it's the first time that the Chiefs have won 12 games in back-to-back seasons, which is hard to believe. All the good teams the Chiefs have had, they've never done this before. You know, we keep the dominance in the AFC West being 27-3. We swept the AFC West for the third time in franchise history. I mean, it's just – I think it's our year. I keep – well, we say that every year. But I really think this is the year.
No, we say that in the past, but no, this is really our year. This is it.
I mean,
other years, no, this is the year.
And the one thing I take away from this year, though, is that we've won every game differently. It's either been close for the defense doing a great play, or the offense just lighting it up, or even the special teams. So we always find a way to win, and I feel like there's going to be some key play that we're probably – not going to expect that's going to happen, that we're going to win this game with Travis Ward with an interception, or, you know, Dirty Dan with ending the game. Who knows what's going to happen?
Sammy Watkins.
I think, you know, Sammy Watkins, like you said, you know, it's going to be, you know, Mecole Hardman with a return, or we have Tyreek Hill with the return, or, you know, who knows? Just hope that everyone gets healthy and everyone's ready for this game. You know, maybe T Sizzle will return a touchdown. I don't know what's going to happen. So, but I'm ready. It's Tuesday, but I'm ready.
I know. It's so much longer till the game.
But, Stu, thanks again for coming on. We'll hopefully be able to recap this game and talk about the next one.
Just think, we have one more game, and then we play one more game, and then we're going to the Super Bowl.
Let's go, Chiefs.
Go, Chiefs.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode, and make sure to check in next week. I'll be uploading more episodes, and don't forget, we're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at How About Them Chiefs. So go check it out. And again, thanks for listening. Go Chiefs.